Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The European Union has launched a legal fight against Google that could cost the company billions. The European Commission said today it was bringing an antitrust case against Google. Commissioner Margrethe Vestager said Google unfairly promotes its own shopping service when consumers search for products online.
My goal is to ensure that consumers and innovative companies can benefit from a competitive environment in Europe.
The EU is also investigating Google's Android mobile operating system. And here and now, as Peter O'Dowd joins us for more on all of this. Peter, what is the EU accusing Google of exactly?
Well, the EU has had its eye on Google for several years now, but there's one key part of this claim. Google has this service. It's known as Google Shopping. It's just a part of the Google's main search function. So let's say you're in France and you're looking for a new road bike online and you type it into the search engine. The EU is saying that ads for road bikes through the Google Shopping service will be more prominently displayed at the top of the screen there. And as we know, that's very valuable real estate when you're trying to sell something. Let's hear a little bit more from the EU's new antitrust chief, Margrethe Vestager.
I'm concerned that Google has artificially boosted its presence in the comparison shopping market, with the result that consumers may not necessarily see what's most relevant for them.
And the EU is saying that Google's been doing this for years now, all the way back to 2008.
And what's Google saying?
Well, Google obviously has a very strong opinion about this. They came out with a comment on their website today trying to explain why the company isn't actually as dominant as it seems to be. It released graphs, and these graphs show the number of unique visitors to major shopping websites in France and Germany, for instance. And the numbers show that Amazon and eBay enjoyed much higher traffic on the website than Google's own shopping service. And they did the same thing for the travel industry. Numbers showed that TripAdvisor and Expedia, for instance, far outpaced Google's own travel service.
They're trying to show that they're not as dominant in Europe as people say they are.
Exactly. And this is the point of Adam Cohen. He's Google's head of European economic policy. He spoke to CNBC today.
New sources of competition that are exerting competitive pressure on our business coming from social media. For example, Facebook and Twitter, they're now providing more clicks to newspapers than we are. We're seeing an explosion of competition from the mobile ecosystem, where competition comes from apps, where people aren't going through search to get to information.
And I think this is an important point. I spoke to a tech analyst named Roger Kay about this, and he says, especially in the United States, so much of our search now comes from places like Twitter, Yelp, OpenTable, Facebook. And Kay agrees that this could be a really key argument from Google. He says, in Europe, they're still doing the vast majority of searching the old-fashioned way through web browsers, which is part of the reason why Google can claim 90% of the search traffic in Europe. But in the United States, it's much lower. So he's saying that Google can be making this argument that as Europeans catch up and move more towards search through applications, that its grip on search could actually be at risk.
And we've seen this before, the European Commission going after U.S. tech companies. We remember Microsoft paying billions of dollars in fines for its own antitrust issues in Europe. Are there parallels here?
There are some parallels. Roger Kay told me that there is a hint of protectionism here because he says Europe really doesn't have a lot of competition from other tech giants domestically. But I should say also that Microsoft in this case has been a critic of Google. Other competitors, mapping services, travel companies say they're pleased the EU is doing this because Google's tactics have been damaging to the exposure of their own businesses.
Peter, is this going to impact in any way the way Google does business in the U.S.?
Look, it could be $6 billion in fines. That's one thing. But the United States is very much a different regulatory presence than Europe, as we know.
Here now is Peter O'Dowd on the latest on this EU Google story today. Peter, thanks.
Sure.